Uh-huh.
That's right, man.
It's another week.
The top of the pops.
Oh, great goodness. Look out. Here it comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania brings you, after their tour of the Far East, Kevin and Vincent for Town Talk Radio. Okay, what do we have here on the...
I just play it. Just play it. Here we go, folks.
A true revolution of values will lay hands on the world order. Say a war. This way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, filling our nation's homes and with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields, physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, and not be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. Don't let anybody make you think God killed America as his divine messianic force to be. Thought a policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you're too arrogant. You don't change your ways. I will rise up and break the backbone of your power, and I'll place it in the hands of a nation that doesn't even know my name. I call on Washington today. I call on every man and woman of goodwill all over America today. I call on the young men of America who must make a choice today. Take a stand on this issue. Tomorrow may be too late. The book may close. And I don't know about you. I ain't gonna study war no more.
Man.
Oh.
Why you crying? You crying, my brother. So true. Does it still hold true today?
It sounds like that it was made for today.
Oh, yeah. You know, that was part of Dr. King's speech on Vietnam.
Yep. Yep. His first speech at Riverside.
And not only is Dr. King talking about, you know, Vietnam back then, but it so holds so true of the wars going on right now and the rumors of war.
There are too many of them, I'll tell you. Who can keep track of it? And then we got over 500 plus Palestinian kids and folk dead. And the Israeli folk that got killed the other day were by friendly fire, and it's just a waste. I think they're just doing this sneaking in under the radar, not under the radar, but sneaking in before the new administration gets in.
Well, yeah, it's Friday here in Pittsburgh, and what's today's date? Friday the 9th.
9th, yes. And today's so, the 9th. So, Dr. King's birthday is coming.
So on Thursday, there were two rallies held. One rally held at the University of Pittsburgh.
Yep.
With about 100 students. And then there was also a rally held at the Jewish Community Center.
Yep.
You know, and which I think was purely political in nature.
Well, it really was.
Was the announcement of our county executive to, you know.
Was Luke there?
To be there. I don't know. But, you know, I think that was purely political in nature, since this the same week that the county executive here in Allegheny County announced that there was like $4 million in his war chest to run for governor of the state of Pennsylvania.
You mean Governor Honorado?
So, you know, connect the dots, and we might be making a phone call today.
Yeah, I think we should call just to do some
inquiry as citizens.
Yeah, because I don't understand.
You know, so I don't know.
Okay, where can we make a phone call?
You know, we'll pull in down the street here, and people will be surprised where we'll be calling from. You know, well, we won't say
where
we're calling.
Look how she's parking.
We won't say where we'll be calling from, because they can get in big trouble. So.
Yeah, that's right. We're calling from the Gay Communist Gun Club.
Ooh. Talking about guns and commercials, if anybody watches, like, the sideband, the digital sideband here in Pittsburgh. If you have a converter box, now you can watch like some of these sideband digital stations. There is a commercial that's being run by this one gun company. I don't know whether any of y'all have noticed this or not. And I won't name the gun company because I don't want them to sue us. But, you know, the gun company has been running these commercials on, you can buy guns online.
Yeah, so, I bet they do a background check for that.
So, Annie, get your gun.
Unbelievable.
Or so, Marvin.
What do you mean the sidebar, blah, blah?
Well, you know, since this whole digital conversion, you know, after February 17th, you know, if you don't have a converter box or a decent setup or a decent antenna to pull those signals in, that TV that you have right now ain't going to be working unless you got one of them 400, 1200 digital TVs are pulling all the digital
stations. I hate that commercial. I hate that commercial. One guy has his mouth sideways going, what happened to my TV?
Well, that's also another way for them to, like, check in on you.
Say the least. No, let's check in on this, on the Trotsgate Sports Center here, and then we got to go all the way over to Pitt to get Jonas.
Okay, let's go. So, I don't know. We really don't have to say where we're at, but what are y'all's opinions about?
Are you recording this?
Yeah.
Why?
This is part of our radio show.
You didn't tell us you were recording it.
This is not for the FBI file.
But you didn't tell us you were recording.
I just told you. Now, if you want me to turn off the tape recorder, I can do that.
No, I mean before you started talking.
I just turned it on.
Does.
Okay.
I just turned it on.
No, I was a reporter for 20 years. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I've been a reporter for 8, and I always do that.
So... I don't know.
People always knew when they were being recorded. I didn't bug anybody.
So what's y'all's thoughts on some of these recent events?
Look at his face.
Yeah. So what's y'all's thoughts about some of these recent events, like with Common Ground and places like that?
I already told you.
Okay, you ready?
Are we ready?
I just told you my thoughts.
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's.
So what are you doing now?
Let's go in the back room so we can...
Union Chief credited for transit pack.
What are you guys doing?
Let's go in the back room so we can focus. We got to go all the way over to Pitt. Get Jonas. We're doing our weekly morning show.
Alright.
Have fun.
Oh yeah, it's just a... We're just calling Dan and Rolla. Nobody's going to answer.
Why are you calling him? So we had to quit doing that because everybody got extremely paranoid when I turned the tissue on.
She's like that. The kids don't care.
That's okay.
Here we go. No, that doesn't work. Okay.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to get the speakerphone on. There we go. Okay, so I'll do that. We'll. There we go. 4123506500.
Okay.
Call Dan's office and ask him what's going on, man.
Go ahead, you can.
I could talk to him. He could hear me.
County Executive's Office.
Yes, we're looking for Mr. Dan Anarotto.
Okay, he's in a meeting right now. Can I take a message?
Could I talk to his protege?
Who would that be?
His assistant.
His assistant.
Okay, he's out to lunch right now. His chief of staff.
Okay, can I talk to somebody in his office?
Sir?
Yes?
I can take a message and pass it on.
Okay, do you have a pencil?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're calling about the buses.
Okay.
The geese.
Okay, the geese, where at?
In North Park.
Okay.
And the children in Gaza.
Okay.
And this is Vincent.
Vincent?
And I'm the protege of Kevin.
Kevin.
Amos.
A-M-O-S?
Yes.
Okay, and a phone number?
412-537-8716.
Mm-hmm. 8716. Okay, I'll see that they get the message.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, man, what is this? They say up in it doesn't look like Honorado's, you know, there. He's out. Where was he? Was he at lunch? Mm-hmm. Was he at lunch? He tried to get those geese killed in North Park and said that buses were a luxury that Allegheny County can no longer enjoy. Then he was at JCC last night, you know, telling that he's for Israel. He's really batting 100. But do you see, there is some good news here about the goose hunt at Brady's Run sparks controversy. It looks like that Hunter shot 28 geese in Brady's Run during 6 arranged outings meant to enhance recreation and reduce the problems caused by fowl droppings. But even as Beaver County Commissioner Charles A. Camp said, he plans to bring the controversial hunt next season to Brady's Run. Opponents are researching tactics to thwart it. To animal rights group hope that they found a way through a federal regulation that forbids baiting, putting down salt, grain, or other feed while migratory birds are hunted. Yeah, if they're able, if Rebecca and our friends are able to set a precedent and stuff like that, then and they have to close the park for a few weeks before the hunt, so that they're not just putting piles and piles of corn. So that they return to that place and shoot people, then, you know, that's a real breakthrough. In fact, what we'll do is, and when the park is shut down, we'll get Dan Anarotto to shut it down for us. What do you think?
We will see.
Okay, now we got to go see Jonas over in Pitt. Oh, no, today's our Jamaican fast day.
Stand. Been sitting much too long.
Stand. That's not it. 1, 2. That girl hears the show. The one who ran upstairs. Wait till she hears the show. She's gonna think these people aren't professional. All the things you want are real. You
I cannot believe that the woman on the phone said, "What geese?" Stan.
Maybe this will refresh your memory.
Stan, all you midgets, you know, keep fighting against those people killing those geese for no apparent reason. You know, just because they don't want geese feces on their tennis shoes.
It's unbelievable. They set up these whole areas so that it is geese friendly. The geese will come there and they'll have their little natural wall.
So I guess the fact that we have all these pond. Crows, all these crows around the Pittsburgh area, that's okay. Man. I didn't see anybody shooting the crows.
Yeah, that is something, man. That's like Alfred Hitchcock.
Did you see it? Did you have me notice them?
Yeah, I have. Crows don't migrate.
They roost. They roost in tens of thousands here in the Pittsburgh area.
So where are we going now?
We're going to Pitt.
The University of Pittsburgh.
Not that we're getting credit from them for doing. We're just going over there to see someone.
Yeah, this morning show is being underwritten by the University of Pittsburgh.
No, don't say that. I don't want no lawsuits.
You know what they call? I want them, man. I want those lawsuits.
No, but, I don't. I
okay, I want them, man. Okay, yeah. So what do they call?
Get somebody to defend us.
What do they call the Cathy? Yeah,
call Jim Eckert.
We'll get here. We go. We'll get William Kunstler's daughter.
Call Eckert.
Emily Kunstler. No, what do they call the? What do the kids call the Cathedral of Learning?
I don't know what you call it.
The height of ignorance.
See, you went to Ohio State. I went to Pitt, man, so that is not fair, man.
Oh, okay. With Woody Hayes, man, we were winning every year.
He's beating up football players.
Oh, those little hippies.
They're not making the right blocks.
Yeah, that's right. Woody Hayes is beating people up. I just want to be left alone over here. Nothing about no useless nut like a
that's
Buckeye.
Right. You went to school with Archie Griffin.
Yep.
He used to come and hang out at Pitt.
63,000 people at Ohio State in one square mile. 71-75.
Well, my granduncle lived in Columbus for years.
What did he do there?
He lived there. My granduncle. Great uncle.
What was his craft?
I forget. That was my grandmother's brother. Hmm. But he lived there for years. We still have relatives there in Columbus. My cousin lives.
You should find out what he could have been a cooper. He could have made barrels.
Possibly. Well, I know some of my relatives helped found Wilberforce University.
Wilberforce University. Where's that?
Black University.
Oh, that's where those speakeasies started.
Is it?
No. I don't know. I just keep on thinking about those speakeasies.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. We're going to, you know,
because of this drink tax, because of the economy, you know, people want places to go right in their neighborhood. So, I think we should advocate the opening of speakeasies.
That's right, man, because who could afford to, you know, a $12 cover to listen to a local band?
Pay $5 for a glass of wine.
Oh my goodness. And then on the 19th of Dr. King's birthday on Monday night at Howler's on in Bloomsfield up from the BBT is going to be a concert that's going to raise money for Common Ground Relief. That's Monday the 19th at 9 p.m.
Yeah, they're going to need some money because they're going to have a lot of legal fees now.
Oh, my.
They didn't have any before.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they have a whole legal team down there.
Yeah.
So they actually have a legal office. I bet they're getting phone calls now. That guy. I was having my doubts about that, but after listening to Malik, it's very obvious that.
But did you ever
met Brandon Darby several times.
Okay.
And the only thing I can say about Brandon Darby, I didn't suspect he was a snitch because I don't think like that. Because sometimes snitches run the Xerox machine better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just thinking when I saw him juxtaposed to Malik, I just thought, man, this guy doesn't have the divine spark. He's boring.
Hmm. But, why is he here?
Yes, exactly. Why is he here? Mm-hmm. And now we find out why he's an FBI informant ratting out these people with the RNC, Republican National Convention, saying they were going to make Molotov cocktails. I bet that's not true. I bet they were making sea breezes. You ever have a sea breeze?
A sea breeze.
It's a girly drink. Vodka, cranberry juice, and pineapple juice. tastes like a big lollipop that's got a kick to it.
I bet. Especially
that woman ran upstairs.
She went to go look for that file.
The FBI file. Turn that tape recorder off.
that was interesting too. But.
Yeah, it's just, you know, again, if you want NPR, just, you know, you just
tune in, listen to them.
Tune in.
All you want.
Democracy Now.
You know, they cut back on some of the shows at NPR. You know, they laid off people there.
Well, I heard you're going to work for Free Speech TV.
Nobody,
I mean, radio.
Nobody said that.
Good, because those people are
so. Nobody said that.
That's what I'm saying.
So just cut those comments.
Nobody
right
said. Here we go. We got to edit
anything.
Right there. No, it's really funny because it's just, you know, we have all the serious. They surrounded them and then they killed them. We have enough serious stuff. What are you doing?
Well, community access is one thing, and then community access is something else.
Well, yeah, what you're trying.
Some people don't really understand the true concept of what community access is supposed to be about.
No.
You know, because they weren't there.
And they want a job. And they just sit in their office and they cut and paste. Got to be out in the field, be a hit over the head while you're trying to adjust your Marantz tape recorder.
It's not about making transmitters out of pop cans all the time. But anyhow.
Can you do that?
That's what they tell me.
Oh, we got to get a pirate radio station started. That's right. Okay, here we go. This is the student union.
Who's he supposed to be?
Right inside in the art gallery, and this is the we got special parking.
We do.
Yeah, this is the Kevin and Vincent radio show parking space. What's that?
Garbage bin
and stuff. Away.
Yeah. All right. Do not block.
Do not block ramp. Okay. Oh, gosh.
Over there.
You saw a space?
I think so.
I think it's an optical illusion.
Yeah, in Oakland. Man, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's over.
I think I got 15 years so far.
I hope so. I hope I get 15 decades.
People are tired of us hearing us talk, so.
Can I steal them from you?
No, but you can borrow them.
So Vince, we're here at the University of Pittsburgh, and Jonas is setting up his exhibit. Well, come over here and tell us a little bit about this, because I don't know. Get your old ass
I'll walk over here.
Throw my
Okay, Jonas, when did you first go to Gaza?
I've never been to Gaza.
Okay, when did you first go to Palestine?
I've tried to go to Gaza, but the Israeli authorities would not let me enter.
Jonas,
I'll say it that much. But
Jonas, let's do this right, because Vince is like going completely backwards here.
Yeah.
Tell us about this whole exhibit that you have up and why you have it here.
Well, this exhibit is called Hope Under Siege, and it is a gathering of photos that I have taken over 2 years in Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
I started going there in 2003 and ended my stay there in late 2007, so the 2 years was like a collective amount of time over there. But I just wanted to share with the University of Pittsburgh community and the community at large some photographs from on the ground in Palestine to reveal the effects and the truth of the occupation, of the Israeli occupation of Palestine.
So why did you want to go look at it yourself?
Well, I had been researching Palestine and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict for some time and was getting pretty deep into it and just wanted to know for myself what was going on there. You know, it's all hearsay unless you see it for yourself.
Right, right.
And so I wanted to know if
this was a cause that really had some, you know, potency on the ground. So I decided to get my flight over to Palestine in 2003. I went with the International Solidarity Movement, which is committed to ending the Israeli occupation through nonviolent resistance. And I, as soon as I got off the plane, it was pretty obvious to me that there is an occupation going on, that it's a brutal occupation, and that U.S. tax dollars are paying for the ongoing confiscation of Palestinian land.
And it is much more than meets the eye compared to what we hear on the, or hear or don't hear, or see or don't see in the media.
Yes, when you see who's running the mainstream media, if you see what's emanating from Fox News or CNN or ABC, they don't paint a very truthful picture of what's happening on the ground in Palestine. So, unfortunately, it takes individuals to go over there and witness for themselves and, you know, utilize independent media sources and try to, I guess, infiltrate the mainstream media in any way that they can to reveal that the truth of the matter is that things are not as the mainstream media presents, that there is a brutal occupation that's going on that majority of Americans may not know about. They may not know that the occupation's been going on for 40 years, that the Palestinians have been dispossessed from their land for over 60 years. And so that's what part of this photo exhibit is all about, is to show that there is another side to the story. And especially now with what's happening in Gaza, I think it wasn't planned, this photo exhibit, to coincide with the invasion and the bombardment of the Gaza Strip. But 14 days ago, the Israeli army started its bombardment of the Gaza Strip, killing over 750 people and wounding over 3,000 others. And so I hope that people who are starting to pay attention to the issue and are hearing what's going on in Gaza will come to this exhibit and learn from some of these photographs and some of the literature that we have available for people, and take it home and rise up and do something about it.
Take it home?
No, take the literature home. This is also, it's a fundraiser for the Free Gaza Movement.
So if somebody buys the photograph, is that an original or a copy?
Well, they're digital prints, so they're copies. Any photo that's purchased, the money is being donated to the Free Gaza Movement.
It's his intellectual property, though.
No, it's not mine. It's the people's. I take no claim of these photos.
Okay. We should get out some hammers and nails, man. This is, like, too polite. We should get some hammers and nails and, like, nail some nails into this wall.
Go for it. Do it.
Yeah.
So are you... I can't remember now from this conversation we used to have. Did you get kicked out of there?
Did I?
Get kicked out of Palestine?
Well, yes. In 2007, when I was working as the media coordinator for the International Solidarity Movement, I was picked up at a checkpoint en route to Jerusalem, and a couple of Israeli soldiers came onto the bus. It was a Palestinian bus coming from, you know, the Palestinian city of Ramallah and going to Jerusalem. So you have to cross through an Israeli checkpoint to get to Jerusalem. On this particular day, the Israeli army came in. I was sitting with my really good friend, Katie Miranda, who I worked with in Palestine. And she and I were sitting on the bus when the Israeli army came in, decided to put me in handcuffs and escort me away.
Because we
don't know if it's because they had sent in maybe a spy into the ISM training sessions. We do ISM trainings every weekend. And
ISM again?
ISM is the International Solidarity Movement. And it's 2 days of training where you learn how to nonviolently resist and learn different nonviolent principles and tactics to resist the Israeli confiscation of land and the demolition of Palestinian homes. And so a 2-day training seminar where I was one of the leaders of the trainings, and it's open to anyone. The ISM makes no, they don't try to hide anything. If you want to come to a training, you come. We post everything online. We are very outspoken about the fact that we nonviolently resist the Israeli occupation and the apartheid system. And so we don't know if somebody had sent out the word and they knew I was coming on the bus, but they deported me on the grounds of visa, something with my visa, even though I had a visa extension slip, which constitutes a visa extension, but that's it's debatable. But they threw me in jail for a week before they kicked me out of Israel.
Well, that's funny that within the name of the group is nonviolence, because a lot of people nowadays are talking about revolutionary violence and like Zapatista wannabes and the Black Bloc and sort of poo-pooing anybody who talks about nonviolence. But if you know, you were over there as guests, so you were trying to be nonviolent in the middle of a struggle. If I remember some of the conversations that we had years ago when people tried to get rowdy and stuff like that, and they had to be reminded that they were guests who were there to observe. And to...
Is that a question?
No, I think he was just rambling on.
Fading away.
Yes.
A good abyss now.
Let's get through a little conjectures. People are saying the reason why this is going on now, because the thing with Gaza and Israel has been going on for a long time. The reason why... what's that noise? I think it might be the bus. The reason why it's going on now is because Israel could slip this in because of the fact that we're in between administrations. Do you think that that's wild thinking, or do you think that's plausible?
No, it's totally plausible. I mean, Obama has a history with the Palestinian cause, although now he's not being very outspoken about it. Part of me believes he can't be outspoken about it. It'll be political suicide prior to his inauguration. But he definitely has a history. I mean, you can go online and see pictures of him sitting next to Edward Said and discussing the Palestine question. But, you know, Bush probably doesn't even know who Edward Said is. And so, yeah, we're in between administrations. So is the Israeli government. They just held elections, and they're having this in-between period, too. And so... yeah, I mean,
talk about opportunism.
Exactly what it is. And a lot of people on the left in Israel are talking about the same issue. A lot of people here that do Palestine solidarity work are talking about the opportunism that they're jumping on here and squeezing in, you know, as many deaths as they can, as many casualties as they can before Obama takes office. I personally believe that this is going to... that the issue in Gaza will, I think they'll stop their bombardment before Obama comes into office. And, but yeah, I mean, also I wanted to just touch on what you were talking about with the nonviolent question. Enshrined in international law is the right to resist through violent resistance. If your land is being occupied, if your homes are being demolished, if your trees are being cut up and transported to another population area. So, although the ISM, and I strongly believe in nonviolent resistance, and I think that there is a lot to be said for it, that is enshrined in international law, and you can't take that away from people that do violently resist the military, not civilian populations, of course.
So there's also been a lot of protests against the war in Tel Aviv and within Israel, and that never gets any press. I mean, there's a lot of people within Israel who don't want this going on, and you have this illusion of this monolithic voice coming out of the Israeli population.
Yeah, I mean, if you go online, that's the best place you can find the truth from the ground, even within Israel, which is that thousands of Israelis rose up in Tel Aviv, you know, chanting solidarity slogans with Palestine and holding posters and Palestinian flags and calling for an end to the violence in Gaza. And within that, there's a huge leftist population in Israel that also wants to end the occupation, and that it's not just focused on Gaza, that it's a overarching end the occupation and the ongoing violent, brutal occupation of Palestine. So these are things that you're not going to see on CNN and Fox News. There may be a slight mention of it in the sidebar that, oh, there was a protest in Tel Aviv. But if you go online, you see the big streets in Tel Aviv taken over with thousands of Israeli protesters.
Right. And you also see here locally, there's been an awful lot of, in the last week and a half here in Pittsburgh, a lot of media manipulation that's been going on as evidence of the rallies that's being held here in town. One with like the students yesterday, Thursday, with like 100 students, okay? But then you go to the Jewish Community Center and it's like packed, but the people are being filled with all this misinformation, and you have like government officials who really shouldn't be commenting on that international policy, but they're making statements to position themselves politically and stuff like that. So, you know, so that's some of the things that's going on here locally.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday, a few days ago, the Pittsburgh Palestine Solidarity Committee called for an emergency meeting with other peace and justice groups in Pittsburgh, and at least 10 or a dozen of these local peace and justice groups showed up. Everyone from the Unitarian Universalists for Justice in the Middle East, the Thomas Merton Center Anti-War Committee, Students for Justice in Palestine, the Muslim Student Association, and the list goes on. So they all kind of created this emergency Gaza coalition, and yesterday at the corner near Pitt, there was at least 100 people that were protesting in solidarity with Gaza, and of course across the street there were about 10 pro-Israeli supporters, but then up the street in Squirrel Hill, like you mentioned, there was a big gathering at the Jewish Community Center, and you had people like Dan Honorado, the county executive up there, saying that we stand with Israel. And when you say that, you kind of brush over the fact that every country in the world has condemned Israel for this ongoing violence in Gaza, and the only country that has said otherwise is the United States. The United Nations tried to have a resolution for a ceasefire, getting Israel to stop its bombardment. However, the U.S. was the only country to veto it. And so when you have local figureheads like Dan Honorado, who's a spokesperson for the county, and it's just ironic because my brother is a county police officer who is Dan Honorado's bodyguard. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny seeing that kind of juxtaposition there, where you have the world saying end the siege, break the blockade of Gaza, stop the killing in Gaza, and then you have county spokespeople like Dan Honorado speaking.
It's purely political.
Oh, I know it is. But even still, it's just when you have the world against a few, you see where the majority lies.
Josh, tell us once again how long this exhibit's going to go on, Jonas.
The exhibit, it starts tonight, January 9th, until the 19th. And tonight, there's the opening reception at 8 p.m. However, if you want to check out the exhibit, you have to maybe just stop by the gallery at Pitt or call for the Pitt gallery hours, because I'm not sure what the gallery hours are. It's 10 to 5 on Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Okay. Thanks.
And also, if you come to the art show, it's kind of hot in here, so you don't have to have a lot of clothes.
Yes. The skimpier, the better.
Okay, and this is Vincent.
And Kevin.
For Town Talk Radio in Pittsburgh.
We're not done yet.
Oh, we're not done. Oh, never
mind. Like trying
to
close the show, man. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Girl, it's catching.
I ain't trying to like end the show like it's over, man. What's up with that, man?
You're staring at
this is the show for this week. I said, no.
It's like staring at the thermostat, man. I mean, my goodness, those kids didn't care how hot it was.
Well, no, not the one young lady sitting on the ground.
She didn't care.
She didn't care, but it was getting hot in there.
She was happy to be there.
It was getting hot in there. And what is up with dude here?
Blocking the truck. Blocking the...
Block you out so you can't get in?
They're blocking us in. They're blindsiding us.
Here at the there, there's the cops coming out.
What's he doing?
Who, the cop or him?
Him.
He has no idea. And what was that guy like hovering over our car taking notes?
Oh, no, that was really weird. I told you, Vince. They
it's
knew
probably
where
Brandon Darby.
That might be his cousin.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Stand.
You took that out.
You want me to put it back in?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's end with some music, man. We don't need to end with talking.
All right. Perfect thing for all of this today. That's what we have to do.
Oh, no, you gotta push load.
Oh, it's a cheap CD player. Load? Like that?
There we go.
All right. Seven. All right. Well, I think it's been a pretty good show today. A lot of revelations.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's been a really good show.
People telling me don't turn the tape recorder on.
Turn it off. It's getting hot in here.
Trying to end the show before the show is ended. But that's okay. It's all whole wheat goodness.
Whole wheat goodness. Town talk bread.
That's right. All right. You going to turn it up or
a
what?
A slice of Pittsburgh. Really? Okay, let's start it again.
Ah! Who's what this? A way to end the show.
Who's this?
It's nothing new.
I know, but it's so old it's new. What is it?
It's called Fight the Power.
By?
Ozzy Brothers.
Were they the people who made the ice cream here in Pittsburgh?
No. So, these guys are from Teaneck, New Jersey.
Oh, really? Right on the money. What year was this?
Let me just say it's back in the day. Back in the 70s.
That's what I was going to say. Now, this is their song, right?
Yeah.
And everybody else did it over and over again in different versions.
I don't think so.
No, other people remade the song. I feel like I'm back in Pitt in the 70s.
Maybe you are. You just left Pitt. We were just having a flashback situation here.
They promised us flashbacks. I've never had one.
So they didn't turn the button on.
I tried talking about it. They tell me I'm talking too loud. Still making music?
Yeah, they still make music.
are really on.
It's really on. And this is actually the real end of the show for this week.
Is it time to say goodbye?
It's time to say goodbye.
Okay, good night, Mrs. McKillicuddy, wherever you are.
And also, remember, you need to fight the power.
Fight the power that be. Now, fight the power and turn left on Moorwood. Fight the power at CMU.
Bye-bye, kiddies. See y'all next week.
Same bat time, same bat station.